Well, the Eagles made a roster move Wednesday, adding quarterback G.J. Kinney to the roster. Kinney becomes the fifth quarterback on this Eagles roster, and we are pleased to be joined now on the phone by the newest Eagle, G.J. First of all, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So tell us just how this whole thing came about, how you came to become a Philadelphia Eagle.
You know, they brought me up for a workout, and, you know, I just wanted to go in there and impress those guys as much as possible. And at the end of it, I just told them that I was so thankful for the opportunity. I know it's really hard to get, after you get waived by a team, to get back in the NFL. And for that opportunity, I was very thankful. And they told me they wanted to bring me in the off season and get to work and just try to make this ball team.
So you have this great career at Tulsa, highly decorated, the second most productive passer in program history. You come into the league undrafted, but you go to camp with the Jets, and then you get released by them. Tell us what you've been doing since then in order to prepare yourself to try to get back into the NFL.
Well, I went to the UFL, went there, played some games there. Then that league folded after four games, so that was kind of a mess. And then I really just did, you know, just random jobs around Tulsa while staying in shape, working out. Worked in the oil field. Helped my dad out and doing some coaching stuff. And then other than that, just working out and throwing and trying to stay as best shape as possible.
I got to tell you, I'm intrigued by working out in the oil fields. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, there's a guy that is a big Tulsa supporter, and he owns an oil company. And, you know, he just said, you know, I could come out there and work for him. You know, it wouldn't be easy, but it'd be a way to make some money. And he's a big football fan, so, you know, he didn't let me do anything that was going to jeopardize my fingers or my hands or anything. But, you know, just a lot of hard work, and you know, that's kind of what I'm about, is just, you know, going to work every day and trying to be the best person I can.
So then what happens when you do then get the call from the Eagles and they want to bring you in for a workout? What was the workout like, and what was your reaction when you got the call?
You know, just normal quarterback things, just throwing, and they didn't have me run or anything like that, just throwing routes, you know, just kind of picking my brain and stuff like that, and I guess they were impressed enough to sign me.
Now, for Eagles fans who maybe haven't seen you play, just give us a scouting report on what kind of quarterback you are. We know in college that you were a bit of a dual threat. You could run the ball as well as throwing it, right?
Yes, sir. I think kind of one of the best ways of describing my junior year against Houston, I go out and rush the ball for 200 yards against Houston, and then the next week we play Southern Miss and I throw for 400. So it's kind of one of those things where just kind of take what the defense gives me. I wouldn't say I'm a runner or anything like that, but I'm more of a guy that can extend the play and scramble and just a leader among men.
Now, we don't know exactly what this offense is going to look like under Chip Kelly, but were you a fan of watching those Oregon teams? Do you feel like you would fit in whatever he wants to do on offense?
You know, I would hope so. I'm not sure what exactly they're going to run here at Philadelphia, but I was a big fan of what he did at Oregon. And, man, I just want to come in and learn as much as possible. And I want to be a coach when I get done playing eventually. So just learning under someone like Coach Kelly will be, you know, kind of like a dream come true.
You've got a couple connections to guys here on the Eagles already. First, I'll ask you about Press Taylor, who's the new offensive quality control coach. He was your quarterback's coach for a year?
Yes, sir, my senior year. I had five offensive coordinators and five quarterback coach during my 5 years in college. So there was a lot of guys that, you know, came. I was at Texas and transferred to Tulsa, and there was a lot of guys that came through there, and Press is one of the special ones. I think he's going to be a really great coach and a great addition to the Eagles staff, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he knows the game but knows the players as well. He knows how to interact with players, and he's going to be a good one.
And how about Demaris Johnson, who was, you know, a big-time receiver for you guys at Tulsa? What was he like in college?
He's probably the best player I've ever seen on the field. For his size, the things that he does is just remarkable. And I'm just so excited to play with him. You know, he called me as soon as he heard the news, and you know, he was extremely excited as well. And it's just it's a great opportunity that I have, and hopefully I'll make the most of it.
All right. Well, GJ, we're looking forward to seeing you on the practice field. Thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations again on becoming an Eagle.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great day.
There you have it. The newest Eagle quarterback, GJ Kinney, joins the Eagles, the fifth quarterback on the roster.